Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Renthal Reaction Podcast. Nick Romano to Pro Circuit Kawasaki. Justin Bogle to Pipes Motorsports Suzuki. Thanks for listening to this. I really appreciate it. A couple of unexpected fill-ins for sure, and there's a little bit in here to break down on the Renthal Reaction Pod. That new 661 bar back in stock, the one that Eli Tomac has helped develop with Kiefer, and he's really a fan of it. It is back in stock. It's been a very popular bar for the guys at Renthal, so check that out. They got new casual gear as well. I've been wearing it on the Pulp Show. They got new pedals for mountain biking, clipless pedals from Renthal are here. Check those out. They got some more exciting things coming for those guys. But straight to the source, Renthal.com. It's a new direct-to-the-source website for you people. Free shipping over $99. And first look at early products and premium products worldwide reach, of course, as well. EU, UK, US, Renthal.com. The choice of factory Honda, factory Kawasaki, factory Red Bull, KTM, and much more. With me to discuss, Romano to Pro Circuit and Bogle to Pipe Suzuki is the Paul Parabinos. What's up, Paul?
What's up, Steve? Great job. Good Renthal read.
Not bad. Crushing it. Not bad. Yep. You guys are doing a good job. The 661 bar back in stock. Purple is coming back as well for a limited edition run.
Yep. So. Yep. Purple is back in stock to a lot of distributors around the world that it shipped, I don't know, at this point, a month ago probably. So a lot of that's starting to land. So, yeah, we've been kind of talking about that a bit more on social. And, yeah, you hit the rest of it nail on the head, man. All the rest of the stuff you're crushing. Thank you.
How's the website doing, direct website? Do you keep tabs on that much?
I do. I have to include it in every month. I do a financial report for my kind of portion of the business. Mm-hmm. So every month I go in there and look. And, yeah, 661 is leading the charge for sure. So. And yeah, it's back in stock. I've kind of explained this elsewhere before, but as things are popular, they grow in demand within the factory and they get made, more often. So, I think we're only out of stock for a week or two and yeah, back available on the website. And we even got a new website cooking too. So a lot of cool stuff at Renthal coming.
Nice. I'm looking forward to the new mountain bike products coming as well down the chute.
Yep. April, we got a launch coming for some things and Sea Otter. So, yeah, new stuff.
Nice. Which one of these is a little stranger to you? Bogle hasn't raced for almost 4 years. Romano's been out of the game for a bit and has no real results, but a lot of very powerful friends in industry. Which one is stranger to you, Parabinos, and which one do you want to tackle first?
Oh, goodness, stranger.
Yeah, like they both kind of came out of left field, like – I knew they'd have to fill in for Jason Anderson with what's going on with him. I didn't have Bogle on my bingo card. And, dude, Nick Romano, to me, I mean, I follow him on social. I don't know him that well. That came out of nowhere. First of all, because our buddy Dan sort of lied to me and acted like Drew Adams wouldn't be out very long.
Well, okay. So I guess stranger, I'll have to call it Bogle because I guess I knew more about Romano.
Okay.
Because I sent him a bunch of the Renthal stuff months ago. Like he told me, he's like, hey, I'm going to buy a bike. I want to keep riding. Mm-hmm. So I knew a little bit about, his kind of transition and so like that one's not as strange to me.
Yeah.
Bogle, I guess would be stranger. That's, I mean, yeah, he's hanging out with Colt Nichols all the time. Like it's a pretty good pull, right? Who else are you going to get?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. Yeah, it kind of came, like he rode there before. He's a great guy. Everybody likes him.
Exactly.
You know, all of that. He's been back to Oklahoma, taking it a little more seriously. I asked him about a fill-in ride at Anaheim on track walk, and he's like, yeah, maybe. He's like, I got to get there. I got to get better. He goes, World Supercross, I had speed, but no fitness, and he got no results the last time he hit the WSX series. So he kind of knew what he was up against, you know? In this field, though, with these injuries, I mean, he's a main event guy.
Yeah, and I honestly, I think that's all that Pipes would need, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why you pick a guy like Bogle, because he fits into the scheme very well. He's a great dude, right? He's going to be – he's ridden the Suzuki a lot before. He rode the RCH Suzuki a ton. So I think he would have a lot to add. And all you need is a guy that to be in the main event. Like, you're not going to find somebody to get in the top 10. Like, that doesn't exist as a fill-in rider, in my opinion. So yeah, get a guy that's a great personality, bring some style, like, is supportive and friendly with your other rider, and has some history on a Suzuki, make the team and the bike better, maybe. I think it's a great, great pull. Yeah, it's a great idea.
But, Paul, when I mentioned off the top, 4 years until he last raced here, that's a long time, man.
For sure. And he's been riding a Stark a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his race legs are like, really, especially at this level, but I still think Bogle has it in him to be a top nine guy for 8 minutes, and that gets you into the main event.
Yeah, I guess so. For me, again, who else are you going to get? Good guy, fits the system. But I will say, when you look at Colt Nichols' results, Colt's been to a few LCQs. He's not really getting top tens. I got to think he's a better rider than Bogle. And so when the field gets some people back, Ferrandis shouldn't be back for too long, or not back. Ferrandis should be back soon. Chase is back. I think Bogle might have trouble making mains.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, no top tens for Colt Nichols, but he has been 11th at Daytona, and he was 13th at Seattle, and he's been close. But I'm with you exactly, right? This is the guy that you would hope can get in through the heat race. If not, he'll be in the LCQ, but he'll be in the fight. But like I said, if you're Pipes Suzuki, like, what's your options here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a good guy to get that fits in well, that will get media coverage, that, yeah, he has a lot of the other boxes besides the results, but how do you go find a guy that's going to give you a better result?
Well, the thing that I think is a little telling in this is that when Jason first took the leave, he doesn't do nationals. He's not doing nationals for the team. I don't know how many they're doing, period. I asked, hey, so is this for the rest of Supercross, I would assume? And they're like, nah, we don't know. We're not sure. You know, it could be before the end of Supercross. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Obviously, we know what's going on with him. But I think when you get Bogle, when you do this, I think Jason's not coming back for Supercross. I don't think we'll know for sure. The PR is coming out tomorrow on 18th as we record this. But I would assume you don't put Bogle on the bike. Look, there's seven races left, right? I don't think you put Bogle on the bike unless Jason's not coming back.
Wait, so so you're reading this as I'm putting a fill in. We're not seeing Jason until Outdoors at the earliest. Or you're saying he's not racing Outdoors.
Yeah, he's not racing Outdoors. So I don't know what happens to Jason Anderson from here. But I
definitely would agree that there's no, because they're putting a fill in guy, I would count on not seeing Jason through this.
Right.
But I'm with you on that.
When it first happened, they were like, "Oh, maybe before the end of Supercross, we don't know," you know? So
sure. It's probably week to week, right? I don't know Jason's situation exactly, but
yeah.
I'd imagine it's somewhat fluid.
Yeah.
Right? Like he must have a injury clause in his contract that he would likely have to hit to get certain pay too, right? So he could be flirting with that at some point at the end of the year also.
Yeah, for sure. I do hope Bogle, he's had some valleys, some peaks and valleys over the last few years, personal life stuff, riding stuff, all of that. He's a good dude, as I mentioned. It's hard to really criticize Justin Bogle for his attitude and everything else. I do hope that he's better than when we last saw him, which was he could put a heater in qualifying, but like he struggled in World Supercross mains. This 450 is a lot deeper. I mean, you can look at the guys like Harlan and Moranz and sort of like say, they're just privateers, but like they're good, you know? You know?
They're there every week. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. It's not going to be easy, but I do think he has the potential to be in the main event.
And 4 years off is a long time, man. It's a long time.
No, it for sure is. Yeah, I honestly, anytime a guy comes back, like I just hope it goes well. I hope he doesn't nothing stupid happens, gets hurt or something dumb like that. Hopefully makes some money, has a good time, and finds himself in the long race every time.
Yeah, you hope so for sure. Absolutely. Renthal.com for more information. Direct to consumer website now available. 661 bar back in stock. 7/8 bar still cooking along. That's what we all love Renthal
always.
For. Back
yeah, 7/8 always cooks. Yeah.
Cooks, just cooks. All right, Nick Romano, Pro Circuit. So this one to me, look, Nick is a highly talented amateur. He didn't. I looked back at his revolt before hitting record on this pod, Paul, and I'm surprised.
Former Renthal guy.
Yeah, I'm surprised at his lack of results. I thought he was better.
He was hurt a lot, man.
Yeah.
Like he was hurt a lot. Yeah. Like he was really good on Team Green. That's why he earned the star ride, obviously. And he had a lot of flashes, but he did miss a lot of races. But he missed some main events, too, straight out of I want to say there's a couple rounds where he just straight up didn't qualify on his own accord.
Yeah, he's only got a few top tens, and on a star bike, it's hard not to do, right? On that program. So this is, if you follow him on social media, I think he knows this is his last chance. I did hear, and again, you may know more than I do, because he hit you up for product, but I'd heard he turned down a couple of teams to be like, no, I need the right team and bike if I'm coming back, and that ain't it. So I did hear that. So his gamble paid off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that detail, but kudos if that's the situation. And honestly, like I know Nick a little bit. We have a ton of mutual friends, I'd say. But I really think he's a good kid. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he's fun. He's a fun kid for sure.
Is he? Yeah.
But yeah, and that may be part of his growing up and what he's kind of done through all.
What are you,
like,
what are you flipping there? Hold on. You're flipping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Is that a pack of cigs?
No, it's the little adapter that goes on your computer charger when you travel.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stop
that thing. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'll stop.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
But yeah, like I just think, you know, sometimes how do I put this? I think someone like him is really going to take advantage of a second chance. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I could put it. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think it all had come to him pretty easy throughout his career. And yeah, when it disappears and it goes away and you're forced to kind of change the way you've been living for a long time, I think it really opens your eyes. And I would hope that he's going to take this opportunity by the horns, bull by the horns, I guess you could say. And he definitely has speed, right? Like,
yeah.
And that's something Mitch has always been drawn to his entire life. He always says, we can work with speed. And I think that's something that Nick has. And he probably showed up at the Corona Test Track and went pretty damn fast. That's probably what happened. And Mitch was like, okay, let's try it. Drew Adams info. Yes.
Well, so part of it is he's really tight with Levi Kitchen. I guess Levi's been on Mitch to give him a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some of that, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. Levi's been riding with him, right? All of that. There's some of that. Mitch is like, okay, all right, Levi, you know, and I think Nick did the whole thing that you know so well. He flew mm-hmm. out there and met the guy,
yep.
probably wait in the shop for 4 hours.
Yeah, probably.
And then got 10 minutes of Mitch's time. But you're right. You were really high on Romano in amateurs. I do remember that.
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I was always a big fan of Nick. And like yep. I said, he was a Renthal Team Green guy before he went to Star. And he became really tight, close with Cole and Wilbur. And yeah, I don't know. Like I said, we just had a lot of mutual friends. And he had, to me, enough dog and prick in him to be kind of like a gnarly dude is how I kind of viewed him. Like that's how I viewed him growing up as an amateur. Like he's a little bit of a, yeah, for lack of a better word, a prick, but I'm saying it as in a good way. Like I think that's what you need to be like a guy. Right. And I thought he had that and I still believe he does. So that's what brings me back to, I think he's really going to relish the second opportunity. At least I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Right. You know, the bike's going to be good. The team's going to be good and all of that. Nothing like jumping into a showdown,
right? That's pretty gnarly. I don't know what comments I have besides like, yeah, it's going to be super tough.
Yeah.
I think for the first round, it'd be great just to make the main event, honestly, mm-hmm. because it's going to be tough to make the main in this class, and he hasn't raced in a long time. And yeah, you just said it. You're throwing him into the showdown. So we'll see. Who knows? I think if he can get good starts, he'll be totally fine.
Can he be a 5-10 guy once he gets rolling?
I think once he gets rolling on his coast, yes.
Yeah, yeah, on the east, yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, yeah, when you look at Joe Shimoda, Pierce Brown, Thrasher, Davies, and Hammaker, don't know if he's beating those guys. Thrasher's a little off right now. Don't know if he's beating those guys, but can he run with Dax Bennick? Probably not, but can he run with the next group? Sure. And that's a 7-8-9 guy, right?
Yeah. I think I'm a little higher than you. Like, okay. I don't think the podium guys, they're going to be tough. They're going to be better. You know, and that's Joe and Seth and Davies, but I think he can be in the next pack. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, should be good. Should be interesting. A nice comeback story is cool. You know, both these guys.
It is cool. And I'm being optimistic because I want it to be that, right? Like I want it to be a good story. And I want him to find some success because like he's still an amateur kid that's dedicated his whole life to the sport. And then you know how it is at Star mm-hmm. and just in this sport in general, you have to perform quickly. And if you don't, you're bounced out. So, you know, he did have a lot of injuries to deal with. So I just like that he is getting a second chance and I hope it goes well.
You know, there's someone at Star now that I've heard through the grapevine and I don't want to say who it is because I don't exactly know for sure. It's just sort of stuff I hear. That really is having a hard time with the mentality over there, which is
mm-hmm.
bring the stopwatch every day, dog eat dog. Nobody will leave you behind, you know, if you don't
yep.
graduate,
yep.
all of
sink
that.
Sink or swim.
Yeah, sink or swim. And there's somebody over there that I'm hearing is just like not fitting in, not, you know, wants it a little, be a little, people to be a little more friendly, right? And Swanepoel sure. and Brad and those guys aren't real friendly.
I think that's really tough for younger kids too, right? And that's kind of how you're thrown into it over there.
Right. So, I mean, some people it works great. I'm not, this isn't a critical, but maybe a guy like Nick, it didn't, right? Cause him and Fry kind of follow the same path and
And you said it, like, that works for some, it works for others. I think it can work for some at different points in their life too. Like, it doesn't always line up, and maybe the second chance around, like, I don't think Star would have been the place for Michael Mosman early in his career either, but it seems to be fine now. Mm-hmm. But he's more weathered and he's more of a, you know what I mean? Not as much bothers you when you're older and you've been through more. But when you're a young kid, a lot of things really can ruin your day and ruin your month, ruin your week, right? Things like that. It can snowball. So, I'm with you though. Yeah, it's you have to be thick skinned for sure.
For sure. Yeah. So this is for the rest of Supercross. I saw that. And I mean, with Peyton, who knows? Like, injuries happen. He's got a big team. If Nick can perform and Mitch likes him, he may stay there. This could be Matt Walker was out of options, man, out of everything, and stuck there. Yep. You know, this happens. So this could be
real. I mean, it's happened to McAdoo. It's happened to Shimoda. What Shimoda was a pro circuit fill-in. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he was, so it's really simple, Nick. Go and get trophies and you will have a job. It's that simple.
Pretty much. Renthal.com, Renthal Reaction. Justin Bogle to Pipes Motorsports. Also, Nick Romano to Mitch Payton's Pro Circuit. I anticipate the Bogle being rest of Supercross. Romano is for the rest of Supercross. All right, Paul, before we let you go here on the Renthal Reaction, the big thing, what I did the LVK show and in my group text and everything else, is the showdown coming up. Deegs is the favorite. After that, I would put Kitchen. I mean, I know he hasn't won a race, and I know Deegs passed him a few times and all of that, but I would maybe put Kitchen the next best, and then Davies on the level of Kitchen, and then, I don't know. Like, where do you – I think – where do you put this showdown at? Let's just start with you.
I mean, I think if Davey Holshots – I'm sorry. If Davey – Davies whole shots, Davies wins, right? Like, I know Deegan has come from the back on that coast every single time, but I don't think he will come from the back in this class and win if one of those good guys are in the front, put it that way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's going to trounce the field with a bad start. He will have to start competitively to win, in my opinion, because those top tier East Coast guys are just going to make coming through the pack too hard. Like, yeah, Levi is a legit contender and he's had to deal with him, but now you got Seth and Davies and Shimoda also, and that will make it very different. So, you know how showdowns has gone over the history of our sport, Steve? Typically the points leader and the best guys sometimes don't win, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I guess I'm very much leaning on how the day goes, how the heat race goes, how the gate pick for the main event goes, and your start goes, because I just don't think one guy is going to crush anybody without a good one, without a good start. So I guess
I'm kind of with you.
I guess that's my answer.
I mean, if Deegs and Davies go 1-2 off start, which they very well could, although Deegs' starts haven't been as good on the west side, we're in for a hell of a battle. I think Davies can match him. You know?
Yeah, I think he can too. I think in that situation, I would lean Deegan. I mean, if you give him opportunity to fight for the win within the last three laps of the race, like, I'm going to lean on Deegan. Like, I just think he has the mental advantage over everybody. So the strategy for those guys has to be to not let him get to him on the last lap, right? Not let Deegan be close on the last lap to win. That's, in my opinion, how you do it. So I don't know if that's lining up next to him and chopping his front wheel off or what have you. I think that's almost what you got to do to beat that guy, because he's so damn good right now.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see. And then, you know, the Mitch Payton came into the showdown with two red plates and left with none. So there's that, too. Like, these things are wacky, you know?
Yeah, they crashed into each other that year, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, holy moly.
Okay, before I let you go, Parabinos, Renthal.com for more information. Which fill-in has more success going forward?
Oh, Romano.
Romano, okay.
Yeah, and that's not even a
based
on skill. I mean, that's like where they're at in their careers, right? Like, Justin Bogle wants something completely different out of this than Nick Romano does. This is a new lease on life to Nick Romano. It's not that to Bogle, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I agree with you on that. So, cool, man. Thanks for the time. Renthal.com, Renthal Reaction. Please check them out if you can. And exciting things coming from the folks at Renthal. Appreciate the time, Paul. Thanks, man.
For sure. Sweet. Later, Steve.
See ya.